Hello and welcome. Well, here we are, together, starting a new podcast called Scotch Fridays. My name is Carmel Saccharin, and I'm your host. This is not my day job, and I am not a reporter. I manage a law firm by day, and all day I ask clients questions. Asking questions is a personal attribute I developed growing up amongst a bombardment of a large extended family, everyone wanting to be heard at the same time. Only I was the one asking a lot of questions of elders. I always hungered to know their past, my history. I often ask questions others would not dare to ask, and yet I often get an answer. I believe that everyone has a story to share, and I'm fascinated to know those stories. So why Scotch Fridays? The answer is obvious. I like Scotch, and I like Fridays. Scotch Fridays became a sort of tradition around the law office. On Fridays, when we'd stop work around 3 o'clock, I started pouring a scotch and we shared stories. It was better than the boring Monday morning office meetings. So why not a podcast? Seems like a logical extension of what I like to do. The Scotch Friday podcast is my way of speaking with those that shape our community. I plan to do this over a series of different subjects. The first series is about leadership, because in today's environment of self-isolation, we need stories of hope, inspiration, and information. Self-isolation has meant that we are now welcoming coworkers, bosses, and clients into our home. Virtual meetings result in some unexpected interruptions from our children, pets, and family. These interruptions, along with the background, the inside of our home, the furniture and colors we paint our walls, the books and pictures on our shelves, whether there are toys laying around. All of these small cues give people a glimpse into our personal lives. The invisible enemy of COVID-19 has forced us to accept our vulnerability and display our humanity to the world. Our new shared normal of lineups, repeatedly washing our hands and doing almost everything remotely, work, study, shopping, and socializing, makes us ask, what can we expect the future to look like after the pandemic? Will we ever be the same again? I don't think so. I think we all know that there are some things that have changed permanently. The way we interact, study, shop, and seek healthcare. And let's not forget, with the Easter season and Passover having just passed, with live stream masses, even kids who worship their smartphones now appreciate the outdoors a little more. A lot more. We have a new sense of self-awareness and our place in this world. Our connectivity to each and everyone in the world is now very real. Our 1 to 6 degrees of separation resonates loud and clear. We can't hide. We can't go to an island resort and wait out the pandemic. As an optimist, I believe we will hold on to the good lessons from this tragic experience. We have all changed, and I believe for the better. I don't think we will ever look at others around the globe the same way. We now know that small actions can ripple and impact others like a tsunami. For the first time in civilized history, our collective humanity has overshadowed and tempered all political, economic, and religious rivalries. How we interact with one another, how we view our hygiene, the simple joys of being in a park, all of it has us in a greater sense of appreciation and awareness of others and our place in this world. What do they value? What can we learn from this pandemic experience? Who would have thought that 3 months ago that our frontline healthcare workers would become our new heroes? We will never take them for granted again. We will honor and respect their self-sacrifice. People yearn to go out, to go to school, to church, and to their community center. We long for in-person social interaction, to hug our elderly parents, our grandchildren, and each other. The Scotch Friday podcast is a conversation with a variety of people from all walks of life. Let's talk to people that can help us understand what's going on, how things are changing, and what they are doing to help us get through this global pandemic at a local level. My first guest is the Director of Education for the Halton District School Board, Mr. Stuart Miller, who will speak about the changes and challenges of remotely delivering the school curriculum to students. Future guests will include those in elected office, healthcare, charitable organizations, business, and others, just like you, who will speak about the changes and challenges they too are facing in the new normal. Our conversations will be relaxed and informal, and you will be inspired by their tremendous work. I sincerely hope you join me along this journey. So let's get started.